السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله وصحبه ومن والاه، أما بعد، الحمد لله. We again together to reflect on one of the names and the attributes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And today the name is Al-Shaheed, Al-Shaheed. And again we look at the name, see what it means in Arabic, see what it means with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, what it means with us, the connection between us and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this name. So we become more aware of the attributes of Allah around us. So Shaheed is a witness, is a witness. Okay. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala called Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam as a Shaheed. Okay. Shahidan wa mubashiran wa nadhira. That Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is a shahid or a shaheed, wa mubashir, and give glad tidings, wa nadhir, is a warning. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is a shaheed. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, shahid Allahu annahu la ilaha illa huwa wal malaikatu وَأُولُو الْعِلْمِ قَائِمًا بِالْقِسْطِ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا هُوَ الْعَزِيزُ الْحَكِيمُ. شَهِدَ اللَّهُ. Allah is a witness. Allah is a witness. أَنَّهُ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا هُوَ. That there is no God but Him. See how beautiful this is. Allah is a witness that there is no God but Him. And who else is a witness? وَالْمَلَائِكَةِ. And the angel. And who else? وَأُولُو الْعِلْمِ. And those who are with the knowledge. This is the honor of knowledge. The honor of knowledge. Allah talk about the people of the knowledge with Allah and the angels in the same ayah. Okay? Okay. قَائِمًا بِالْقِسْطِ. He is the one who established قِسْط, established the justice. So here is, once you are a witness, there is justice. لا إله إلا هو العزيز الحكيم. There is no God but Him. He is العزيز الحكيم. So what is a witness? A witness has to be present. A witness has to be present. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala هو معكم أينما كنتم. He is with you wherever you are. Because he's a witness, then he has to be present. But of course, when we talk about Allah, when we describe Allah with any description, we qualify that is a description that is befitting with Allah. So when we say Allah is with us, so هو ليس معنا بذاته ولكن بأسمائه وصفاته. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not with us with himself, with his that, but he is with us with his names and attributes. Okay? And we have to, this is part of our aqidah as Ahl Sunnah wal Jama'ah, that Allah is above his creation. Allah is not part of his creation. The creation that Allah created does not contain Allah. But Allah contains His creation and controls it. وَسِعَ كُرْسِيُّهُ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ. That the kursi of Allah in it, that's big enough for the whole heavens and earth to be in it. The kursi. Okay? The throne or the kursi is The heaven and the earth is enough to be in it, all the creation to be in it. Okay? But he is above his throne, not in his creation. Okay? So when we say Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is with us, that means he's with us with his names and attributes. He can hear us, he can see us, he knows us, he is shaheed upon us, but he is not in his creation. So when Allah describes himself, for example, that Allah, yanzilullah, Allah comes down in the last third of the night, every night, before Fajr, and asks, who is asking, so I'll give him. Who is in need, so I'll give him. Who is seeking refuge with me, so I can grant him refuge. So the question is, how does Allah come down at the last third of the night? We say, in a way that is befitting the majesty of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's all we say. We don't know anything about how when it comes to Allah. Okay? We know what Allah tells us about himself, but laysa kamithlihi shay', there is nothing like him. So how, we don't know. We say it is befitting with the way of Allah and we stop at it. Like the one, the famous saying of Imam Malik, as someone entered his gathering and the man said, كيف استوى الله الرحمن على العرش. Like Allah said, الرحمن على العرش استوى. الرحمن استوى upon his throne. Allah said that in the Quran. Okay? So this man want to create a fitna. So coming in and says, كيف استوى الرحمن على العرش. How does Allah sit on his throne? So Imam Malik said, الكيف الاستواء معلوم. To sit is known. To sit is known. الكيف مجهول. When it comes to Allah, how? We don't know. Okay? كيف? How? We don't know when it comes to Allah. Okay? والإيمان به واجب. And to believe in it as this way, as it is a must. وَالسُّؤَالُ عَنْهُ بِدْعَةً. And to ask about it is a bid'ah. Get him out of here, he said. He said, get him out of here. Because he knew that he was creating a fitna. So when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, هُوَ أَقْرَبُ مِنْ حَبْلِ الْوَرِيدِ وَلَقَدْ خَلَقْنَا الْإِنسَانَ وَنَعْلَمُ مَا تُوَسْوِسُ بِهِ نَفْسُهُ وَنَحْنُ أَقْرَبُ إِلَيْهِ مِنْ حَبْلِ الْوَرِيدِ. We created man, we know what he talks to himself about, and we're closer to him than his jugular vein. Okay? So, is Allah in us? Yes. How? By his knowledge. So Allah is in us with his knowledge, not in us as Allah is in us. You know, some of those who went very, very far, they will tell you, Allah is in me. So he says, then I am in Allah. See? And then they go even further and say, so to worship, who am I in worship? You know, now he reached a level of, you know, they have these levels of this and that until he gets to the highest level, and now he thinks Allah is in me, then I am in Allah, then who I am making sujood to, and so forth and so on. Okay? All this is because of the idea of taking this out of context. Okay? That Allah is with us, but with his names and attributes. And we know it. We know it very, you know, we know this. وَلِلَّهِ الْمَثَلِ الْأَعْلَى. When we say, and you watch these movies, right? When you see a plane and it is you know about to crash. It is raining and thunder and all of this, and then someone from the tower tell him, "I hear you, I see you. Let me guide you so you could land, okay? And I am with you." He's not with him, but he can hear him, he can see him, and guide him, and so forth and so on. وَلِلَّهِ الْمَثَلِ الْأَعْلَى. And one you know understanding when a man came to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, a sahabi said, "Ya Rasulullah, I have a slave woman, and I want to free her. She said she's a Muslim. I want to make sure she's a Muslim." Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam called her. He said, "Bring her here." She came to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam asked her, "Where is Allah?" See, the fine understanding. Where is Allah? So she pointed up above his throne, above his creation. She pointed up. And then Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "And who am I?" He said, "You are Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam." Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Let her go, she's a Muslim." Okay? She understood. She understood. Okay? And some scholar make a comment on that and says, this fine understanding has to be, you know, with us, with the common. This is a basic understanding that has to be with everyone. Okay? Because she was a slave woman and she understood it. Meaning that she was in an environment that talked about it so much, understood it so much that she understood it. In other words, she was not free to go to sit with those with the knowledge. She was not free to do this and that. She was a slave woman. But how could she have that knowledge when she is a slave woman? Must have been around her environment. This matter was so talked about aqidah and understanding about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So, a shaheed, okay, a witness has to be present. So Allah is with us. Because he's a shaheed, he's a witness upon us. With all his attributes, he is with us. And this is why we talk about this, so we can get this knowledge of the mind and intellect of the mind and the heart to understand with our hearts, okay, that Allah is with us, to realize this. Okay? So a shaheed is with us. Allah, huwa ma'akum aynama kuntum, he is with you wherever you are with his names and attributes. And a shaheed has to have a knowledge. So huwa alim. A shaheed has to have a knowledge. A witness has to have a knowledge. And a shaheed is a mu'lim. The one who gives knowledge, he's a witness, he's present, he knows, and he can, and he tells you what he knows as well. Okay? So this is a component of a shaheed. That Allah is with us, Allah knows us, and Allah will let us know about what he knows. And also you add to this, there is a consequences to this. Because once there is a shahada, once there are witness, then there is a consequences to action that one was witness on. Okay? So, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah said, وَكَذَلِكَ جَعَلْنَاكُمْ أُمَّةً وَسَطًا. And that, we made you a nation that is in between. Wasata meaning in between. Okay? لِتَكُونُوا شُهَدَاءَ عَلَى النَّاسِ. So you become witnesses upon people. وَيَكُونَ الرَّسُولُ عَلَيْكُمْ شَهِيدًا. And the messenger, صلى الله عليه وسلم, becomes a witness upon you. Okay? And Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم describes this in a scene on the Day of Judgment. The Day of Judgment when Nuh alayhi salam will stand and he will be asked, "Did you give the message to your people?" He will say, "Yes, I did." And the people will be asked, his people, did Nuh alayhi salam give you deliver the message to you. They will say no. So Nuh alayhi salam, he will be asked, bring a witness. Bring a witness. So Nuh alayhi salam will point at the last nation, the nation of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, at us, and say, they are witnesses. We are witness. We have the Quran, we have the Sunnah. We are witness. We are a witness that Nuh alayhi salam delivered. We witness on all mankind, in all the prophets, on all the creation. We are the witness. Why? شهد الله أنه لا إله إلا هو والملائكة وأولو العلم. So we will say yes, we are a witness. Okay? So we have to bring a witness. How you became a witness? Have you given a witness on a nation that came first and you're the last nation? Then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam will become a witness on us, that he delivered the message to us. So he is a witness in all mankind, a witness on us, and we are witness in mankind. وَكَذَلِكَ جَعَلْنَاكُمْ أُمَّةً وَسَطًا. That is how we made you a nation in between. Why? لِتَكُونِ شُهَدَاءَ عَلَى النَّاسِ. So you become witnesses upon people. وَيَكُونَ الرَّسُولُ عَلَيْكُمْ شَهِيدًا. And the Rasul صلى الله عليه وسلم is a witness upon you. This is who we are. This is who we should know about ourselves. We are not just in a point in the earth here. Okay? We are a point in history of man, not in a geographical area. We are a nation in history, that Allah will make us a witness upon all mankind in history. This is an honor, a great honor that we have. Okay, that you walk around and you know that all mankind that came before you and will come after you, you will be a witness on it. Why? Because you're the one who witnessed that La ilaha illallah. And you're the one who is a witness with La ilaha illallah in the proper manner, in the correct manner, the correct understanding. Okay? Because this is who we are. And if you find any kind of deviation, it is because of a lack of La ilaha illallah, of understanding of La ilaha illallah. Any kind of a deviation. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came to tell us, carry this. Carry La ilaha illallah. He is a witness upon us. He delivered it to us. Okay. So we need to understand this. We are witnesses. And of course Allah is the witness. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the witness upon all his creation. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with us. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he's a witness, so therefore he is with us. And he's a witness, therefore he has the knowledge. So when we are witnesses as a human being, you can skip something, forget something, not having the knowledge of something. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is a witness, then Allah is a witness upon you from your action outside. Allah is a witness upon you from the action inside. Allah is a witness upon you in everything that you think about doing, you did, and you will do. Okay? And Allah, وَمَا كَانَ رَبُّكَ نَسِيَّ. Allah is not the one who forgets. Allah is not the one who forgets. So it will be recorded. And مُعْلِم, Allah will let you know, will let us know, because he's a witness. So there is a consequence of what we do, because Allah is a witness. And you will know in this life and in the hereafter that this is a consequence of something that Allah witnessed, that you have experienced or that you have participated in, you had choice in. Okay? What is it that we have a choice in? Because once we know what is it that we have a choice in, or we have a choice with, then we'll know how to control ourselves, how to concentrate. We said this many times. We have a common denominator with all the creation, and we have a unique quality different than all the creations. The common denominator with all the creations that we born, that we grow, that we move, that we eat, and so forth. So does animals and plants and so forth. Everything else does the same thing. So that which we have in common with everything else, we have no choice in. Okay? You do not have a choice of how much you're going to grow. You do not have a choice when you're going to disappear, die. You don't have a choice of a movement from one place to another, of achieving that movement. Okay? No, you don't have a choice in that. Either with tawfiq Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala or not. So, what is it that we have choice in? Well, we have a choice in that which we are unique with than mankind, than other creation, which is the aql, the intellect. The intellect we have is what makes us human being. So therefore, the intellect we have will be responsible for taking us to hellfire or paradise. Because all other creations, they will not go through judgment. We are the only one. So why are we going to go through judgment? Because we have something unique, which is aql, the intellect. So that is the one that either going to take us to hellfire or paradise. So how do we use our intellect? You make a decision. You are free to make a decision. So this is intention. This is intention. Before you start doing anything, you are thinking and making a decision that you're going to do something and why you're going to do it. That is what you're going to be judged in. إِنَّمَا الْأَعْمَالُ بِالنِّيَّاتِ. The amal, what is amal? The work, the deed, you doing something, is according to what the intention. When do you have the intention? Is maybe before you start anything. Okay? So the whatever you do is according to what you have inside from the beginning, which your intellect has to do with it. And what else? That which you decide you're going to do, it has two components in it. One, from the inside, which is the intention, from the outside is the mechanism and the plan, the physical plan, how you're going to execute this. So this has to do with why and how. Why and how. Why do you do what you do and how you're going to do it? Before you start anything yet, you ask yourself, why I'm going to do this? And this why answer has to be in the way of Allah. Has to be in the way of Allah. The word Allah has to be involved in your intention somehow. And how you're going to execute it according to the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Okay? So now, before you start, you are already judged. And you're already getting a reward. Already you got the reward. Because your intellect is taking you on the right path now. Now, when you start executing this, you might not even be able to start. You might die before you do it. You might try, and Allah will not write for you the success in this. That is not in your hand. Now this is not in your hand. This is not in your hand. You just take the means and go on. But why and how? Why has to do with La ilaha illallah. And how has to do with Muhammadun Rasulullah. As simple as that, as simple as that. As clear as that, as clear as that. Remember, the truth is very easy to understand. The truth does not need so much dwelling in it. With few words, you can get the truth. But the beauty of the truth is when you start dwelling in it, it will open up for you and it will bring you treasures after treasures after treasures. Okay? It keeps opening up for you. According to your intellect, according to your knowledge, according to your study, according, it will keep, you keep dwelling on the truth and you, La ilaha illallah, that's it, that's it. But it is you, our life is La ilaha illallah. Everything is La ilaha illallah. Everything that we do, we see, we experience is about La ilaha illallah. Okay? Falsehood is the opposite. Okay? Falsehood is an upside of this idea. Upside down of this idea. Pyramid, but it's upside down. Remember, the truth is the pyramid with the top is very simple and clear and so forth, but the more you dwell in it, the bigger it gets, the more rich it gets, and so more, the more it gives you. Falsehood is upside down. You look at it and it is dazzling. You look at it and it is dazzling. It will dazzle you. Okay, all of these details here and there and this and ornament here and there and some clever words here and there and so forth. But then you start asking a question, it falls apart. Another question falls apart until it turns to nothing. Very quickly. Very quickly. In everything. The truth, the absolute truth, has that quality in it, in everything. And in everything, falsehood has that quality in it. Okay? So, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is a witness on us. So He is ma'akum aynama kuntum. He is with you wherever you are. Allah is a witness on us. So He has an absolute knowledge of everything about us. And Allah is a witness on us. So He will let us know about the issue that Allah was witness on. And Allah is witness on us, so we'll receive the consequences of this. Okay? So, at the day of judgment, okay, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will say, اقرأ كتابك. Or it will be said to you, اقرأ كتابك. Read your book. كَفَى بِنَفْسِكَ الْيَوْمَ عَلَيْكَ حَسِيبًا. It is enough for you to be a witness upon you, an account, the one who will be accountable upon yourself. You, the one who's going to take the book and you'll be told, read it. It is enough for you to be judged now. Okay? You go ahead and look at it. You read it. Okay? And the one who receives his book, okay, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to Aisha radiallahu anha that he who will be judged will end in hellfire. Okay? He who will be judged will enter hellfire. So she said, كَيْفَ ذَلِكَ يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ. How would that be, Rasulullah? Okay, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, he who brings an atom weight of good thing, he will see, okay, and he who will see an atom weight of the bad things, so here is an atom weight and he's an atom weight, okay, so there is a judgment here. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, إِنَّمَا ذَلِكَ الْعَرْضِ. The one who will, the believer, will be through al-ard. Al-ard meaning a quickly passes. But for the one who will stop and then be judged, then he will end up in hellfire. You know that this is a problem. This is a problem. Okay. So, the book we will receive, and the one who will receive it, Okay? There is a shaheed will be with us at that day. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that when you come out of your grave, okay, who will be with you? Allah says, Sa'iqun wa shaheed. Sa'iqun wa shaheed. Sa'iq is the one that leads you. Okay? Or force you in front of him. A shaheed is a witness. Okay? So, as soon as one gets out of the grave, you will be taken into your place of mahshar. And then the books will be given. فَمَنْ أُوْتِيَ كِتَابَهُ بِيَمِينِهِ okay. أَيَقُولُ هَا أُمُقْرَأُ كِتَابِيَ. The one who will receive the book in his right hand, he'll say, هَا أُمُ, like here, read my book. إِنِّي ظَنَنْتُ أَنِّي مُلَاقٍ حِسَابِيَ. I knew for sure that I was going to be judged on the day of judgment. I expected this. And the other one, وَمَنْ أُوْتِيَ كِتَابَهُ بِشِمَالِهِ يَقُولُ يَا لَيْتَنِي لَمْ أُوْتَ كِتَابِيَ. I wish I would never receive that book. وَلَمْ أَدْرِ مَا حِسَابِيَ. And I wish I would never see this judgment. يَا لَيْتَهَا كَانَتِ الْقَاضِيَةِ. I wish it was the end of me. Okay? حَلَكَ عَنِّي سُلْطَانِيَةِ. My control is gone. I don't have any control. I have any help. Okay. ما أغنى عني مالية. My money, my wealth did not help me in any way. خذوه فغلوه. Here is a judgment. Take him. ثم الجحيم صلوه. Then he will go to the Jahim and Hamim, to the punishment of hellfire. ثُمَّ فِي سِلْسِلَةٍ ذَرْعُهَا سَبْعُونَ ذِرَاعًا فَاسْلُكُوهُ. So, and in a chain, the length of it, 70 arm in length, then chain him. And then Allah says, why all of that? إِنَّهُ كَانَ لَا يُؤْمِنُ بِاللَّهِ الْعَظِيمِ. He did not believe in Allah Al-Azim. Remember, we talked about this when we talked about the attribute of Allah Al-Azim. Al-Azim. Okay? That he believed in Allah, but he did not believe in Allah Al-Azim. See? All the disbelievers believe in Allah, but they do not believe in Allah Al-Azim. They believe in the existence of the Creator. They believe in what Allah does, but they do not believe that they should be doing something toward Allah. Don't tell us what to do. Okay? So this person did not believe in Allah Al-Azim. So he was not aware and refusing to know that Allah is shaheed on him in this life. Allah is alim and alim, has the knowledge of what he does. Allah is with him. Wherever he goes, that was not in his mind. This is something that is aside. That he believes in Allah, the one most merciful will give us everything and so forth, but does not care about what Allah brought down upon Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Does not, you know, again, the people of Yasin, what happened to them? They had messengers. Two, وَعَزَّزْنَا بِثَالِثِ, and then we aided them with a third messenger, right? قَالُوا إِنَّا إِلَيْكُمْ مُرْسَلُونَ. We are messenger. We are messenger to you. What was their answer? مَا أَنزَلَ الرَّحْمَنُ مِنْ شَيْءٍ. The most merciful did not send anything. This is scary. They say, they believe in the existence of Allah. There are people are destined to go to hellfire because Allah sent a messenger to them. Allah will not send a messenger to people who are pious. So what the people who are destined to hellfire were saying? They're saying Allah, the most merciful, they know Allah, Do you know that he is Ar-Rahman, the most merciful? Okay, so they have that recognition. But they said, he did not bring anything down. So do not tell us what to do. Do not tell us what to do. So they believed in Allah, but they did not believe in Allah Al-Azim. Allah is a witness on us. Allah is a shaheed on us. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who is with us wherever we are. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who has the knowledge of everything that we do and we think and we feel. And Allah is the one that He will let you know. And Allah is the one who's going to give you the consequences of your actions. So we need to be aware of this as we function in our life, that Allah is with us. So when we know this, Allah is with us, meaning that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with all His attributes is with us. So when we contemplate on something, you better contemplate on something that is good. When you wanna talk to yourself about that which is good. And we do that a lot. The study says we talk to ourselves, mankind talk to themselves 600 times a day. Okay? I don't know how they calculated, but that's what they say. Okay? Let us make it 400. Okay? Okay? Let us make it 100. Okay? But the issue is that we talk to ourselves. Okay? Now, how do you answer yourself? How do you answer yourself? You better answer yourself in a way that you are aware that Allah has the knowledge of this conversation. Okay? We are trying to be in control when we talk to someone, when something comes out. Okay? But we need to be aware of what goes from within as well. Okay? And be in control of that, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is a witness on that. Allah is a shaheed on this. Okay? Okay. قُلْ مَا تُخْفِي فِي صُدُورِكُمْ أَوْ تُبْدُوهُ يَعْلَمْهُ اللَّهُ. Say that what you hide in your heart, in your chest, what you hide in your chest, تُخْفِي فِي صُدُورِكُمْ أَوْ تُبْدُوهُ, or you show it, يَعْلَمُهُ اللَّهُ. Allah will know it. وَيَعْلَمُ مَا فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ وَهُوَ عَلَى كُلِّ شَيْءٍ قَدِيرٍ. And He knows what's everything in the heavens and the earth, and He is Qadir, capable over everything. Okay? So, this is an attribute that make us think of all the attributes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Okay? The quality of a shaheed make us be aware of all the attributes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that is with us. So we try to behave inward and outward in the best we can, in the best way we can. Because simply, when we meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the day of judgment, that is going to be a factor. That is going to be a factor. Remember, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when He meets the believer, the one who is destined to go to Jannah, He will be presented with his bad deeds first. And because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala aware of him, aware of her, aware of his servant, so Allah is telling him, asking, is this your bad deeds? Yes. Allah will tell him that we concealed it for you in your life, and now we'll take it away. We'll take it away. Done. Because you deserve paradise. Now Allah knows that you deserve paradise. What is in you, okay, deserve paradise. That aql that you had and the intention that you had and so forth deserve paradise. Okay, so the good deeds will show, and Allah will multiply it for him. And those who will be go otherwise, they will see their good deeds first. and because of who they are, Allah will not accept it from them. And then they will be presented with their bad deeds. And the one with the good deeds will go back to his people and tell him, and they will not recognize him because of the likeness of a person of Jannah is already in him. And he will give him glad tidings, okay, of the goodness that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bestowed upon them, upon him. We all should be about this moment, that moment that we don't know when it's going to be. It could be the next moment in our life. Because as we are dying, the angels will come to us and either give us glad tidings or bad news. Those witnesses upon us in this life, the angels are witnesses upon us. They will be coming, okay? And give us good news or bad news. And that could happen any minute, any second. This heart that is working could stop. This plans of the future, okay, this last drop of water that we drank, or the food that the last bread, piece of bread we ate, maybe that is the last one. We don't know. So we have to be constantly ready. Ready? How? By being aware that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is a witness on us. And hoping to meet Allah and fearing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Insha'Allah, as we always do, the microphone, and please make the comments. I know Brother Lu'ay is not here, Brother Habib is not here. And so a lot more brothers are here. So inshallah. Do you have the microphone? Yes? It's in there. Oh, there is one here. You can turn it on, see if it works. Push it down. Green? Okay. Yes. So.
As-salamu alaykum.
Alaykum as-salamu alaykum wa barakatuh.
One day I was listening to the scholar that when he says, Inna arsalnaka shahidun wa mubashshiran wa nadhira, he says that how can the Prophet be a Shahid unless he knows each and every event which happens today? And he quoted that our Amal and all the deeds are presented to him every day. Is that a hadith about it? Or?
Allahu Alam. Allahu
Alam. I could not believe
Allah
that
subhanahu wa ta'ala.
When we are going to be witness, mm-hmm. and the Prophet is going to be witness, then how can the people who die as a Muslim, they will be also seeing the deeds of the human beings? Or it is only the Prophet who is seeing that, or they are just elevating the Prophet to the level of Allah by mistake.
Yeah, it is Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam la ya'lamu al-ghayb. Okay, and except that which does not know the ghayb, the unknown, unseen, except when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allows him to do so. Okay, and we know that in abundance in the seerah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam in the hadith. Okay, so in the idea of tawheed is the idea that would take one into hellfire or paradise. Okay, so Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he is a witness that he delivered the message. Okay, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam stood in the mountain of Arafat in his only Hajj, and after he finished his khutbah, he asked the companions, are you a witness that I have delivered? They said, yes, we are witnesses. Then Allah, he pointed up and he said, Ya Allah, you are a witness on us that I have delivered, and I have delivered. Okay, so Rasulullah is a witness that he did deliver the message. And our job is to continue and deliver the message.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. This about the Day of Judgment and Amal presented in Surah Rahman, it was presented a little different way, like Yoma is in La Yasalan Zamba in Sumala Jan.
In what?
In Surah Rahman, Allah Ta'ala presented it like that Yoma is in La Yasalan Zamba in Sumala Jan. You're a full Mujrimuna Bissimaim or Yokh has been Nawasival Iqdam.
Yes.
So they already know that who is. So it is a little bit different presentation that is already known that who is going to be. Yeah. Rather than the book is presented.
Yes. There is a sima on them. Yeah. There is a mark on them.
Right.
They will be known. Right. Yes. Yes. And so Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam told us that he will recognize us because of the mark of the wudu and the light that is will come from our limbs that we use to make wudu, you know, the faces and the hands and the feet, or the heads and the hands and the feet, and the arms. So we will be known, and there will be a sima, a mark, on those who are believers, and a mark on those who are disbelievers. Yes. And those disbelievers, they will be known and they will be taken from the hands and feet and thrown into hellfire.
Also, the shaheed word is used for the martyr also.
Yes.
And yes. He'll be shaheed on his, in what sense, will you explain that?
Yeah, he's a witness. What a witness. Okay. Mm-hmm. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, tell us to spend in the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, هَلْ أَدُلُّكُمْ عَلَىٰ تِجَارَةٍ تُنْجِيكُمْ مِنْ عَذَابٍ أَلِيمٍ. Should I show you a tijara, a trade that will save you from a great punishment? تُؤْمِنُونَ بِاللَّهِ وَرَسُولِهِ. You believe in Allah and His Messenger. وَتُجَاهِدُونَ فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ بِأَمْوَالِكُمْ وَأَنفُسِكُمْ. Make jihad in the way of Allah with your money as your nafs. So you believe in and being a witness, you are witnessing La ilaha illallah, Muhammad Rasulullah, it makes you to go to action. Action of spending your money and spending from your effort and yourself. Okay. Always Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the Quran tell us about spending from your wealth and yourselves. Okay, make it struggle with your wealth and yourselves. Your wealth comes first. Except I think one time the Quran, إِنَّ اللَّهَ اشْتَرَى مِنَ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ أَنفُسَهُمْ وَأَمْوَالَهُمْ بِأَنَّ لَهُمُ الْجَنَّةَ. That Allah have bought, okay, from the believers, their nafs and their wealth, that they have Jannah. So Allah says, I bought from you, but in this time Allah says, I bought your nafs and your wealth. Allah switched them at this time, and you have Jannah. So, you know, you give many things, okay, because you're a witness that La ilaha illallah. But that which you give is in different degree. But when it comes to giving your whole self, it becomes the highest level of being a witness. The highest level of being a witness. So you become a shaheed. Allahu A'lam.
Also, the wakil is like one who represents, and shaheed is a witness.
Yes.
So if wakil is also, I know in one verse Allah Ta'ala said, you are not wakil on them, Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam.
Yes.
But is Allah Ta'ala, is it one of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala's name or attribute?
And wakil, yeah. And go back to the... I think we talked about that.
I missed that.
Yeah. And wakil is the one who does something in your behalf. On your behalf. Okay? Your caretaker is a wakil. The one that a power of attorney, that's you become one is a wakil, okay? So if you give a power of attorney to someone, okay, are you giving a power of attorney for everything or something particular and so forth? So when we take Allah as al-wakil, that means we give Allah, Allah is the one who is a caretaker of everything, okay? We depend 100% on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this has to do with Allah is a caretaker on you, but shaheed is the one who is witness on you. Yes.
In Urdu, the wakil means the lawyer that we hire for presenting the court.
In Urdu?
Yeah. Yeah.
Right. Well, he is on your, defending you, or he's talking on your behalf. So there is a part of it there. Wallahu a'lam.
Assalamu alaikum. You mentioned this before too, the difference between kursi and arsh.
Mm-hmm.
Kursi is a ring and arsh is a throne. Can you tell us a little bit more about what does this ring actually is and what it composes of?
No, kursi means the word kursi itself. Meaning that which contains something. A container is a kursi. Okay, a kursi, here is a chair, right? We call it a kursi, right? So I am sitting in it, so it contains me. Okay, a notebook in Arabic is called kurasa. One of the word is a kurasa. Kurasa meaning what? You put something in it, you write something in it, it contains something. Okay? So, the kursi of Allah, what's in it is all the heavens and the earth. All the heavens, all the creation of Allah is within His kursi. Within His kursi. Okay? So, or the creation of Allah is enough to fit in the kursi. Let's put it this way. The kursi is wide enough, big enough to take all the heavens and the earth in it. This is what the ring is has to do with the hadith of Rasulullah ﷺ saying that about the sky, the lower sky, comparing to the second one, the lower one, that means the huge one that we cannot even see the end of it here or have knowledge of it. All of that is in the second one, like a ring in the desert. And the second, with the first in it, right, will be a ring in the third one. And the third has the first and the second in it, will be a ring in the fourth one, on and on, until the last one, the heavens, the first and second, all the way to the sixth one, all will be like a ring in the seventh one. And that seventh one, also everything will be like a ring in the kursi of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
Salaamu alaykum, Shaykh Muhammad. I was wondering if you can just clarify the difference between al-wakil al-mutawakkil. Al-wakil and al-mutawakkil.
Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is al-wakil. Okay, that is the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In Arabic, mutawakkil is the one that who's doing the action of tawakkul. Mutawakkil is doing the action of tawakkul. Like the muadhin is the one doing the action of adhan. Okay, mudarris is the one who's doing the action of tadris, of teaching, and so forth. So al-mutawakkil, the one who is doing the action of tawakkul upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
I thought al-mutawakkil is one of the asma Allah al-husna. I'm sorry, I didn't know that. It's not, right?
Well, we can inshallah go in that and if it is, we can talk about it inshallah. Okay.
Okay, thank you.
Okay. Anything else, inshallah? Okay. سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك نشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت نستغفرك ونتوب إليك وإياكم جزاكم الله خير.